there's a lot of hope there. There's a lot of hope and there's a lot of passion for the industry and a lot of strength in the people who are in it. And I think it hasn't taken much to bring that to the surface. And so the onus, you know, the responsibility of this project is to make sure that we deliver on that and don't dash people's hopes again. And I think looking forward to the future, I think everybody is feeling very confident who's involved in the project.
How successful have you been at translating that goodwill and that obvious desire for there to be a united body into money in the bank?
I think it's fair to say that initially the usual suspects, the people who'd always been pushing for this that were involved in the project, were the first people to put their money in their pockets. But I'm seeing a change in that now. I think there's a momentum building after a couple of months. I think people are really starting to get on board. We're starting to get some pledges of people that we maybe haven't spoken directly to, just hearing about the updates, getting excited and jumping on board. So I think it's been rather successful. We're very close to our minimum target for funding. And based on that, we're starting to look at the structure of the membership, how broad the membership is, rather than just will this happen or not. So I think we're past the tipping point of whether this will happen. It will, which is really, really exciting. But now the pressure is on for the implementation group, of which I'm the chair, to get it right, to make sure we are a national body, to make sure we represent the whole of Australia.
And how will you be able to achieve that when, by your own admission there, not everyone is contributing?
I don't think everybody feels comfortable initially to contribute. We have to acknowledge some of the failed attempts in the past of setting up a national peak body, and a lot of people feel inhibited by that and just want to see this body get up. So I say to people, this is almost a two-staged approach. One is we get everybody we can into a room, we move forward and we add value, and I think the rest will come. Yeah, so build it and they will come, and I think that's the approach that we need to take. In a practical sense, what we've done in this design for this national peak body that hasn't been done before, two very main things. One is we've opened membership to association and direct business membership. People are wanting to get involved directly, not just through their association. For some people, that's the right approach. But for others, it's really important that they feel part of it, as my business does. So I've joined as a business directly. And what that does also is bring very distinct voices into the room, possibly new voices. So that to me is a really important approach that we've taken, to have not just association membership, which is almost already a diluted idea sometimes, but a direct business approach, and that gaining real momentum and traction. And what we also have to do to support that is look at the way that we involve people, the way we allow participation. So participation is the key, and we need to look at ways to allow people not to take time off their boats, you know, or you know, have to spend 3 days in a conference to get their voice across. That's just not realistic for our industry. We need to come up with ways, which we're working on at the moment and would love feedback on if anyone has feedback, but look at ways of getting all those amazing ideas and voices that I'm witnessing as I fly around the country into a room and get those ideas into a funnel that leads up to that national voice. It's really critical. It's really the most important thing we can be doing right now.
What about leadership, Veronica Papacosta? Because that is something that many would argue has eluded the industry.
I'd actually disagree with the concept that there aren't leaders. There are plenty of leaders in the industry. They don't always know it, which was my story as well. So I was born into a fish shop. Literally, my earliest memory is of drinking a milk bottle under the wrapping bench while I watched my mother serve customers in our fish shop, and that's where I started. And I didn't realise I was a leader in the industry until recently, and I think that's been part of the excitement of it, is going around and hearing people talk and actually identifying for them too, the way it was identified to me, how they are actually a leader. So I do think we need to change the focus. We need to stop focusing on what we don't have and focus on what we do have. And a lack of leadership is not our problem. It's actually participation. It's getting everyone into a room. It's actually making people feel better about being in the seafood industry. We've been battered down a little for quite a while. We need to change that. We need to feel that we're an industry which is important to Australia and in ascendancy, not in decline, which we definitely are not.
Veronica Papacosta, why are you so confident that you'll be able to succeed where others before you have failed?
Look, I don't think they've necessarily failed. It's just that the structure that we put together may not have been built to last. I don't think it's naive confidence. I really think I'm not in my own little bubble making all this up. I'm actually feeding off people. I'm a conduit. I'm feeling what the industry is giving back to me, and the industry is also desperately in need of this and desperately in the belief that we can do this. And I think it's about the structure. So what the task force put together in terms of the design of Seafood Industry Australia, and I will urge people to have a look, to go to the website, to have a look at a prospectus, it's built to last. The constitution we put around this has to be built to last. We need to make this reflect our industry. We need to acknowledge that the people in it are the most important thing. Not the structures, not the associations, but the individual voices are the most important thing, because underneath that cynicism and that acknowledgement of where we've been as an industry, everybody really wants this. And if the implementation group can bring that to fruition, then fantastic. And I am super confident that we'll make it happen this time.